Content intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to Let's Get Candid, a podcast with Amref Medical Center, where we talk about all matters sexual health. Today we talk about newborn sex, what to know about preparing your body to prevent infections, vaginal tears, and the role of lubrication. Our special guest is Professor Joachim Osur, a renowned sexual health and reproductive expert and Vice Chancellor of Amref International University, who will be chatting with our very own Dr. Nyokabi Kibuka from the Amref Medical Clinic.
So, Professor, continuing with our topic on sexual health, we had talked about sexual education and you had highlighted on how so many people come to you and they don't know what they're doing. So maybe we could help. You could help us in answering these questions. If you're new at sex or you don't know what you're doing, where do you start?
I think there are some things which naturally happen. Eh? Mm-hmm. Like when you look at your partner, you might find your body heating up. Mm-hmm. That is good. Mm-hmm. It's a good sign that you're normal.
Yeah, that's a question you were talking about as well. Many people asking, are we normal?
Yes. So some things will happen naturally. I think people find themselves fumbling, kissing, mm-hmm. touching each other, and sometimes they find their way and things work out. But you can also read, but don't read everything. You know, one of the problems we have is people watch porn and they want to replicate porn. Mm-hmm. Porn is acting. People are acting, acting.
Yes. So there's a script.
You can't be a porn star with your partner. It makes most people feel like they're useless because they're seeing this giant of a man mm-hmm. with a giant of a sex organ. Mm-hmm. And they think, oh, mine is so small. Yeah. And even ladies, mm-hmm. These days I'm told people go around telling ladies you can get this ejaculation, the squatting.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
And there have been people going around and squatting and things shooting up you can't do it. So it makes you feel inadequate. Mm-hmm. Those are people who are acting. Each individual is very different sexually. And what satisfies one may not be what satisfies the other. And satisfaction is a sliding scale. Mm-hmm. There is no point to say you must always squat, you know, or mm-hmm. you must have orgasm all the time. Mm-hmm. There is emotional satisfaction, there is physical satisfaction, mm-hmm. and it happens each day is different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just knowing some of those basic facts, mm-hmm. it's okay to attend meetings where we are talking about this. There are a number of seminars where these things happen. Mm-hmm. It's good to see a professional mm-hmm. and just have your questions answered. You know, there are even minor things which really make a difference. Someone brushing their teeth before bed.
Oh, yes. Or taking a bath.
Yes. You know? Yes. You're sweating. You've been digging in the garden. Mm-hmm. Then you've not showered mm-hmm. or had a bath. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to your partner. Yes. You know?
Yes.
They lose it. Even just having a clean bedroom. Mm. Those things matter, you know? So someone needs to help people to learn these things in good time.
Yes. And it's not all about lingerie and candles. It's just the basics, as
the
you're
basics,
saying.
The basics. Very important.
Just brush your teeth and have a bath.
Yeah.
Yes. I also wanted to bring up another point where you were talking about pornography and movies and Hollywood and how they are scripted. So when somebody tells you about sexual skill, or when you are talking about sexual skill, that's not what you're talking about. Mm. Prowess, quote unquote, is not equal to skill.
No. You know, skill here is a lot of things. Just the preparation is a skill. How you talk to people and prepare them sexually. Mm. There is a preparatory face, mm-hmm. which can take hours. Mm-hmm. You know, the day has been okay, you've been talking, the mood is there. And then time comes and when now you are together, there are other things we call foreplay, mm-hmm. which can take time, mm-hmm. even an hour or more. Mm-hmm. And then before penetrative sex happens, mm-hmm. and even after penetrative sex, how does it end?
Yes.
All that needs to be learned.
Yeah, so that people don't just think sex is the 2-3 minutes of penetration. It is a whole spectrum. And I think that further goes to deepen maybe the shame.
Mm-hmm. The dissatisfaction, the frustration.
Yes.
So So it is very important that people learn the process, that people learn that sex is emotional.
Yes.
It is not just a physical act.
Yes.
And that men can tend to be very physical and can react very fast, and women take time.
Opposite.
Yeah. For women, it is an affirmation of a good relationship. The good time we've had today, you are affirming it. All these things need to be learned. Yeah.
And I also have learned in life that everything is about balance. And I like that you're talking about how women are emotional and men are physical. And when you're talking about sexual satisfaction, you are saying that it's both things. It's both emotional satisfaction and physical satisfaction. So it's for this person who's physical to know how to satisfy emotionally, and for this person who is emotional to know how to satisfy physically, for you guys to reach a balance.
Yes.
What's your view on lubricants?
If everything is working well, people should be lubricating naturally. It means you've had a good foreplay, you're ready for sex. You know, let me put it this way. If a man is not ready for sex, they will lack an erection. If a woman is not ready for sex, they will lack lubrication.
Okay.
Yeah? So we would like that preparatory phase, the foreplay phase, to be good, so that people have natural lubrication. In the instance that there is no lubrication, therefore, I think the message is find out why. So that if you are prescribing a lubricant, it is in a context of solving a problem. Yeah, if it is because the preparatory phase is not good, you also learn how to prepare. So that natural lubrication takes over.
Yes.
If it is some medicine one is using, we might want to reevaluate and see, do we change the medicine?
Change. Yes.
If it's hormone issues, we would like to talk about that and see. There are cases where people are put on hormone therapy. Yeah.
And it helps.
And it helps.
So it's more like a stopgap measure as you sort out the main cause of poor lubrication.
Yes, okay. Because the main cause may take time.
Yes.
And you know, sex has to happen.
In the meantime.
In the meantime.
True. Yes. True. We can ask, what are the key tips to a pleasurable first experience? Because, most people, by the time they're on their 10th or 2nd, they've done it a few times, at least they have an idea. But many people who this is their first encounter, some people have no clue what they're doing, or they have fantasies about what it should be like. To reduce all the negative experiences, what would you advise a person, their first encounter?
So hopefully, because it doesn't always happen, hopefully they have had some preparatory counseling or education on how to have sex.
Yes.
Because normally the education is on how not to have sex.
Yes.
So hopefully that has happened. On that first day, I think the two key things I would talk about is patience and communication. Patience and communication. There are people who on the first night, they will not even have penetrative sex. They are still asking, is that okay? Are you fine? Is it fine? Is it okay?
And that's very normal.
Very normal. So patience, very important. And just knowing that you are okay, things will build up over time. You don't have to be stressed.
No.
If anything, hopefully this is a life partner or a partner you're going to have for long. So if it doesn't happen this hour, it may happen tomorrow, the next hour.
Yes.
You know, so no pressure. There should be no pressure to be perfect.
On yourself and on the other person.
And on the other person. And communication is the second most important thing. Just say it feels painful. You know, I don't feel ready. I need to learn more about that. I can't do it. You know, there are people who are meeting for the first time and someone wants oral sex, you know, and other things. Someone wants some funny positions. You've never had sex. It is difficult for you. Or if you've had sex, it's not with this person. So slowly people should build up. They should be patient. The things should happen, build up naturally over time, rather than perfection on day one.
On day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is perfection even?
Perfection is not there.
Yeah. It means no.
I guess everybody has to define that for themselves, meaning there is no standard.
No standard. Yeah. And each day is different, even in the same person.
I was also wondering if it's important to discuss, you remember we talked about values. Mm. Is it important to discuss that with your partner before you engage in all this so that you are on the same page? Mm. Or those are the discussions you have internally?
Those are very good discussions if you can have them. Mm-hmm. I call it values clarification with your partner. Mm. You know, I've had a few cases where the cause of conflict mm-hmm. in a relationship is mm-hmm. because I wanted oral sex and she refused or he refused. Mm-hmm. It's a discussion they should have had mm-hmm. to see what is, what am I comfortable with, what are you comfortable with. It doesn't mean that you can't try new things, but you need to talk and agree. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, mm-hmm. then the stress is not there, you enjoy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With no judgment.
With no judgment.
To our last question. Mm-hmm. How do you express yourself during sex if you do not like something?
Why don't you put it the other way around when you like something?
Let's be positive, okay?
If you've been saying that feels good, mm-hmm. I like that,
yes.
Then you say, oh, that's painful.
Okay.
Then it is positive. People will take it well.
Sandwich.
But if you've been just quiet and then you say, painful.
No, that's negative.
It's very negative.
Yes, yes.
So I think communication needs to be there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we need to express what we like a lot. Mm-hmm. And then we need to also bring in, that doesn't feel good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Genuine communication.
Genuine communication. Mm.
Thank you.
In our next episode, we will be discussing accepting where you are with your sexual health. See you then.